Welcome to the Oh My Soul podcast. I'm Kara Smith, and we are here to get into the nitty-gritty of emotion, unapologetically unashamed of being human, feeling our way through life. So come, let's get into this. Thanks for being with us today. Hi everyone, welcome today as you are, as you're feeling, as you want to feel, as you're processing, welcome. I'm Kara and it's a delight to be here with you today. Today, our podcast is called Stop Crushing Me, and this is a kind of beginning of the year kind of vibe. Reflection, because though we're well into the year now, you can tell how prompt I am at these podcasts. But here we are, just a reflection. So think back with me to the beginning of this year, 2021. Think back how you felt, where you were at. And yeah, let's get into this. So today, I faced a lot of crushing feelings. This feeling of achievement. Ooh, I can feel it in my body when I say that. You know, a new year, new me vibe. And many of you won't struggle with this, and I'm so glad that you don't. But for me, it crushes me. This heaviness of setting and achieving goals all within 24 hours, you know, makes me think, oh, I don't know. I don't want to. Makes me want to put a pillow over my head. I don't want to think about it. And what a strange mindset, I think, that puts me in. Strange space that puts me in. The thought that, you know, once I think it and write it down, then it should be reality. That is where I go to. If I write this down and I think it should be, then it should happen. And I genuinely thought that all my goals were, you know, easy. But actually, they were all full of stress and shame for me. And this is personally the stress of chasing a goal, chasing something that I want to achieve. And it's taunting me. It's almost like this feeling of, well, I can't get to it, like a treadmill, like I'm almost there, like a carrot in front of me, I'm almost there, but I'm not quite there. And those feelings stop me from believing the truth about myself, because if I achieve it, then I win, then I'm good. But if I don't, then I'm a failure. And that is crushing. And can feel devastating. And, you know, I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm just trying to be unapologetic about feelings. Because I don't know about you, but, you know, the beginning of the year is the time where everyone is setting these things and doing new things and challenging ourselves and remembering what we told ourselves last year that it hasn't changed. And that is a hot pot of emotion for sure. And the short distance and space that it took me to throw every inch of my self-confidence out the window because of not achieving, of this crushing feeling of I should be, ought to be something. All I was challenging myself to lose and have, and was almost like cutting myself down to this like nub of a person. And if you're like me, we've been looking in the wrong place for these goals. these goals that are so high, these bars that are so high, that we literally set them and we cannot reach them. And I've been wrestling with this word goal. Literally, it fills my body with tension, just saying the word goal. And that's triggers from younger Kara, you know, trying to please my teachers, my parents, and all of those things which comes with life. And wanting, you know, I want things in my life. I want to get to the end of my life and say, yeah, I've really achieved something. Of course, we all do. We don't just want a life that's, you know, meaningless. But this word goal really got me, really was heavy. It felt so heavy even to say. And so I asked my partner, you know, what he thought about, like, what would be a word that would replace the word goal. And we kind of went back and forth, and we got to this word breakthrough. And I just sighed with relief. My whole body literally relaxed in that moment. And I liked it. I liked it because I could feel my body, my spirit, my soul fill with energy towards this word, which was really interesting because feelings are usually attached to everything. And whether you feel like that overwhelms you or it doesn't, it's still true. It does impact everything and is connected to everything. And whether you feel like you cipher that quite quickly or whether that takes time or you get stuck in that, that is the process of our lives, to either engage with it, engage with what's happening, or even have a process to be able to disengage at a healthy rate. And this word breakthrough was enough for me to feel like I still need to, like, push, and I still need to have power within this. I still need to overcome obstacles. I still would need to, like, push past challenges and walls that I feel like are in front of me. So this isn't without, you know, a goal or without substance. It's not just the opposite, you know, if I feel like this is a challenge, I need to give up. That isn't where we're going. Where we want to go is, I felt something hard and challenging and degrading and disgusting and shameful and da da da, and I felt it all, and I'm choosing to still do the very thing that I felt all these things about. But it's this process of renaming, and to be able to name and rename, that's this process. To name what we feel, to have words for what we feel, towards a word, towards a situation, towards a person, to have words. And sometimes that takes a minute. And whether you're a journal person or a walking or exercise person or creating or spreadsheet person, however you get to you, the innate you, do that until you can name what you feel. And sometimes we need to, like, Google some words. Like, we need more than just sad, happy, upset, fine. We need more than that. And there's so many emotions. There's so many. And we can feel them all at once. But just go for the top three, you know, so that you have something. And for me, this word goal felt like shame. And I needed to be able to say to myself, I don't like the word. And I needed to be able to say to myself, okay, what do I need? So this, name it, and now rename. I needed a new word. I needed goals to be breakthrough. Because for me, that word goal, that feeling towards that word goal, was stopping me from dreaming, was stopping me from seeing what could be this year in 2020. And I wrote down, very similar, I'm sure, to what people do for goals. Like, it's not necessarily that different. So, you know, this is not magical. This is literally, I'm just trying to get over my resistance and engage with it enough to feel the wide open space of dreaming, of being, of discovering more of my innermost being. And I didn't want to be crushed. And I don't want you to feel crushed by what you feel. And whether that's an interaction, a relationship, a word, a topic, take the process of understanding and asking yourself what you feel so that you can understand what you need. And this is across the board. This isn't just with words. Understanding what we feel will help us then get to what we need to then achieve the very thing that we want to achieve. And so I encourage you, get into this renaming process so that you're not crushed, so that you're not just stopped at every hurdle, and so you can feel that life and energy fill you with a new definition of what it feels like to dream, what it feels like to have goals, what it feels like to wake up early, what it feels like, all the things, you know, whatever that is for you. It can give you power to live the life that you desire. And so I wonder for you, what was your naming and renaming process? Maybe take a minute or so after you've listened to this and just ask yourself, what do I not want to approach? What am I hiding from? What am I running from? Is it a word? Is it a person? Is it a, you know, and what is the feeling that comes? And feel that feeling. Take a minute, whether it feels positive or negative. Just feel it. Give yourself permission. And you can decide then what you want to rename it. And you can do what I did. Ask a friend. What else would you call this? We need each other. We need something else. We need something outside of ourselves sometimes to help us see clearly. So you can do it. You can have the very thing you think is out of your reach, the very standard that you're trying to reach that's out there. You can bring it in actually to your the depths of who you are. You can actually hold that. It's not out of your reach. You can do something with it. Rename, name it, feel it, rename it so that you can actually have it as a gift. So I encourage you. The new year or new habit or change in your life that you are after, yeah, let it be a process for your emotions, not just your head.